Any other things that are going on with that that you want to make sure we talk about?
Yeah, there's also, we're doing year two of our Eagle Chase. So we have a half marathon, 5 and 10K. It was hugely welcomed last year. We had over 325 runners last year, and we're tracking to be above that this year as well. And the runners are coming from all over the state and the country. We actually had our first international runner this year. So somebody from Germany will be joining us.
Really?
But we have, from the East Coast, West Coast, and runners from all over looking for the half marathon. Is a beautiful tour of Sauk Prairie and along the river, and just a great route through the community.
Well, you had a couple last year, wasn't it, that they were trying to do a marathon in every state, and the Wisconsin state one that they did was this one?
Correct, yeah. So they were from Chicago, and they were looking to do a half marathon in every state, and okay. Wisconsin, what they needed to check off, and they found the Eagle Chase, and they did a great, she's a writer blogger as well, and did a great write-up on our community and the race as well.
Okay. And there are costs for entering the race, right?
Correct, yeah. You can register, and all the details for the event and more, we're missing a ton, I'm sure, but fireontheriver.org will be able to connect you to the event, and there you can sign up for the race as well as learn about parking and the schedule for the day. And also I would need to mention that the day like this still takes lots of volunteers, and there'll be plenty of volunteer opportunities. So if you are interested and you're going to be there, we'd love to check out. There's a volunteer button there, and it tells you just where the needs are for setup. And the shift times throughout the weekend.
Yeah, all the different schedule, main stage, food court, Friday night, game area, help. That eagle is just, he gets over all over the place, isn't he? He must be a cloned eagle or something.
And right after the race, you can come down early on Saturday. Again, we had a pancake breakfast last year. You can join. The Kiwanis Club is organizing the pancake breakfast, and they are all-you-can-eat pancakes. So come on and sit right on the river and enjoy pancakes outside.
And there's an opportunity to support an organization that, again, is doing lots of great things for the community, Kiwanis, with their outreach to youth in the area. Scotty Ballwig, the work that he's doing with the kids stuff. So we've got a lot of great community partners that have come up, have come up and taken the bull by the horns. Not to mention John Myers and Al Pasale at the Riviera. I always forget to... The gentleman at Vintage.
Trent Kramer, yeah.
Yeah, Trent Kramer.
Yeah, I forgot too. The Vintage too, Trent Kramer has been a big part of the planning, and with the adding of his facility or business there along the river, will be a part of Fire on the River in the future.
Yeah. Which you get to see some of those drawings. I think when you come down this year, you can just sort of imagine how much this is just going to keep on getting cooler and cooler. So, Summerfest, look out. Sauk Prairie Fire on the River is coming. We've got you in our sights. Yes. And the race, I was going to ask you, last year, wasn't there something really neat with like the medals? Did that happen again this year?
Exactly. Yeah. The finisher medals for the half marathon we've commissioned folks, metal workers in Haiti, okay. where we do one of the other events 6-8 does is a pack event for world starvation, those that are starving. And over the last 4 years, a majority of that food has gone to Haiti. And so some of the folks that are in Haiti, they helping them to be sustainable so that they can not need food forever to help give them jobs. They have these metal workers, and they make Christmas ornaments and things out of recycled 55-gallon oil drums. And okay. we saw some of those, and I gave them an email and a call, and I said, could you create our Eagle medal? And they did a fantastic job. And the day I called, actually, God worked out in amazing ways. The woman was going to lay off 5 of the metal workers because it was a slow season until Christmas, and she didn't have to lay them off that morning. She gave them 2 months' worth of work for the 300 medals. And so we kept 5 gentlemen working and their families fed for 2 months.
You know, it's the play it forward syndrome. You know, you reap what you sow, ultimately, is what it comes down to. Well, it's so cool. It's been neat to be a part of the planning process. It's been neat to just see this all unfold. Of course, now the rubber meets the road here coming up in a couple of weeks. So, folks, keep those cards and prayers coming for John and Sarah and the rest of the Fire on the River planning team, because there's a lot to be done yet. We just had a meeting yesterday, and I think we were all kind of like, should we meet again before the week of the event? Yes, definitely the week before. So... It's fun. It's lots of moving parts, lots of balls to keep up in the air. So thank you again for all your work with that.
And I get we just mentioned it in passing, but of course it is the world's best fireworks show. We will also have on Saturday night at dusk, and Kurt Deal with J&M Displays do a fantastic job, and really you can't get a better backdrop than the bluffs and the river. So yeah. The fireworks again will be amazing.
And go on the Fire on the River website too if you want to see some examples of Kurt's work from previous years. He really, it's a personal thing for Kurt and his family too. I mean, his sons are involved in it as well, and they've got that artistic sense that it's not just about blowing off things. You know, yes, it is fun to blow off fireworks, but they really are captured by the aesthetic and, you know, treated almost like it's a ministry of its own. Of, you know, here they have this backdrop, they want to make it look beautiful for everybody, and he puts a lot more into it than people realize, I think. So good job, team. Good job. So, well, our guest this morning has been John Ramtham with 6-8, Making Service Personal. We're going to take another quick break and come back with some community announcements. So don't go anywhere. We'll give you one more wrap-up on the Fire on the River event and other things going on. And we'll be back to talk about that in just a minute here. Don't go anywhere on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM here at Mornings at McFarland's.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls in earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
And we're back here for our closing segment here at Mornings at McFarland's here on June 7th of 2017. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. But as we wrap up today's show, we'll do like we normally do and talk about some of the events coming up this week here in Sauk Prairie. First thing I want to call attention to is tomorrow, the Riviera Bowl deck ribbon cutting ceremony is going on. So our friends John Meyer and Al Pasale are getting ready to unveil the great amount of work that they've done there. I'm just really impressed with what those guys have done to renovate Riviera. They've pretty much gutted the entire inside bowling lane area, offering some great foods for area residents as well. But from 5 until 7 p.m., you can join them down there for the ribbon cutting. If you haven't seen it already, the deck area, I think, is above waterline even, so that if the parking lot gets covered, shame on me for even mentioning that, but at least the deck will still be above water. So I've never seen it get up anywhere near that high. But no, it's a beautiful deck. I mean, they just did a great job of doing a wraparound there, so come out and enjoy. Have some pizza. Have a burger. Have some fish fry maybe on Friday. They'll be happy to see you there at the ribbon cutting. Also, there's an event here. I had to look it up. Construction Zone. I'm not sure what the... Fridays 1 to 3 p.m., June 9th, July 7th, and August for Bill, cardboard bricks, Legos, wooden blocks, Magna tiles, Duplos, and more at the Sauk City Public Library. Now, I don't know about you, but I think maybe Caleb would enjoy that. John, do you
I would think so. He loves Legos.
So, I still love Legos, so I might have to show up there from 1 until 3 p.m. on June 9th for Construction Zone at the Sauk City Library. I'm always impressed with our libraries in the area. Both Sauk City Library and Ruth Culver do such a great job of having a variety of programs and fun stuff. Then, of course, this Saturday is the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast. So anyone that's interested in taking part in that, please get out to the 28th annual Sauk County Breakfast at the Dairy Farm that will be hosted by the Elsings Family Farm this year. They're at E10481 Highway 60 in Sauk City. Breakfast is from 7 to 11, rain or shine, with a menu of scrambled eggs and ham, pancakes, cheese, applesauce, frozen custard with strawberries, of course, or honey fudge topping, if you prefer. Milk, juice, and coffee. Tickets are $6 for adults, $3 for children ages 7 to 12. So feel free. Sauk County Dairy Breakfast. And alongside of that, McFarland's is also doing our Dairy Appreciation Day on this Saturday. So come down from 10 until 1 p.m. We're going to have food served by the Sauk Prairie Theater Guild. They'll be serving pork sandwiches, and we think root beer floats and milk, of course, as the beverage of choice, milk and water. So come on down and enjoy that event. We're also, as part of that event, having a recipe contest. So if you have a great recipe that includes dairy products of some sort, so think cheesy, people. Just think raw, you'll think cheesy. So, and if it has any kind of dairy product, it doesn't have to be cheese, but, you know, I like cheese. In case everyone didn't catch it, I like cheese, okay? Did you hear that? I like cheese. Anyways, no, you can have cheese, or you could have yogurt, or I suppose that would be appropriate. That's a dairy product, or milk, or you think of all the dairy products that are out there. As long as there's a dairy product in it, you could submit that recipe. The top three recipes from our McFarland's Foodies Committee, because we have a Foodies Committee now that are analyzing these recipes for the ones that look like, oh, that'll be really good. And once the top three are selected, we'll be preparing those things and doing some taste testing at a later date. The winner of the best recipe in this Dairy Delight Dinathon contest that we're running will receive $100 gift certificates for McFarland. So get those recipes in. You can either bring them down here on Saturday the 10th, or send them to recipes@mcfarlands.net. That's recipes@mcfarlands.net, and they will go to our McFarland's Foodies for analysis and evaluation. So also then, this Saturday is a workshop, Colored Pencil, Design, Drama, Detail, and Nature with Rhonda Nass. So Rhonda's been really active with the River Arts Inc. organization over time, and she's offered a number of workshops. She has a number of her pieces have been up on display there. But this Saturday and Sunday, looks like June 10th and June 11th, she'll be doing this class that, whether you're a novice or a veteran in colored pencil, discover and become proficient with a new layering technique that allows you to capture drama and detail beyond what you thought. So there is a fee for that. If you're interested in attending the class, get a hold of Christina Koopman, kcoopman@riverartsinc.org, or call 643-5215 at River Arts Inc. and get more information about fees. And if you can still sign up, I hope people can still. I hope I'm not steering you down the road. I know those classes fill up. So if you're interested, call today. Call now. And is there anything else here we should talk about? Johnny Thien? Oh, River Concerts on June Tunes. Concerts in the Park. Thirsty Jones, which we were talking about. They're Thirsty is doing her preview performance for the Sauk Prairie area at the park right across the street from us here on Carolina. So throughout the month of June, Sauk City, the village of Sauk City, has done a wonderful job of bringing these June concerts through for I don't know how many years, but gosh, it's a great thing to have. I know last night they just had their opening concert with the Jacks were performing. So Thirsty Jones will be there. Enjoy. There's food available that different area organizations bring to the area as well. So it should be it's always a fun event. Just bring your lawn chair and sit down and enjoy some great tunes in a great park and in a great area, because that's why we're all here, right, John? Because it's a great area with great people doing great things.
Exactly.
So our guest today has been John Ramthen with 6-8 Making Service Personal. John, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for talking and taking the time out. I know you're heading out on a missions trip, right, in just a couple of days. So
yeah, we leave on Saturday.
So going down to
Joplin, Missouri. Okay. We're taking 23 high school students and some leaders and heading out to do some service work in Joplin. And that reminds me, too, one other thing this summer, we're adding a new thing, 6-8, is a mini mission trip. So we're taking that energy from doing mission trips out of the state and doing one here in Sauk Prairie. The middle school has let us sleep, use their showers, and eat the kitchen and stay here for 2 days and 3 nights. So we are still looking for work projects and students to sign up, and you can do that on our website. But the Sauk Prairie, or the 6-8 mini mission trip, August 1, 2, and 3.
Excellent. So, and of course, the big dates we've been talking about throughout the program, June 30th of this month, right, is the first day of
Fire on the River.
Oh, good, you took the cue. So Fire on the River, lots of great events going on, a battle of the bands, a battle of restaurants. What else on the 30th?
Cherry pie Friday night, and then, yep, food and music and beer, and what else do you need?
What, exactly, and fun with family and friends.
Exactly, so, right on the river, right. Doesn't get any better.
And then Saturday, we load them up again starting at 3 o'clock. Though actually, food will be open at noon, I believe.
The race begins at 7 a.m., and breakfast, you can get breakfast at 7:30.
Okay, and then just hang out, mark out a nice spot for yourselves to watch the fireworks and just stay for the day. So we'll be able to feed you. That's not going to be a problem, right?
Exactly.
And there'll be music playing, we'll have canned music at least starting at noon, and then some live things starting around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So should be a great day. So great fireworks, everything. How can you go wrong? So well, that wraps it up for today's edition. We do have a special edition tomorrow. We'll be talking with Verlin Mueller tomorrow about the Badger Ammunition Plant and the History Museum that has just reopened last week, in fact. So join us for that special edition of the Mornings at McFarland's. And stay with us right now as we transition over to a brand new program that's just started up. In fact, one of the presidents of the organization that is responsible for this event, it's called the Deerlith Chapter of the Week is the name of the program, which has been added to the WRPQ offerings weekly, about a 15-minute program thereabouts of David Schweitzer reading various captions of works of Augie Deerlith. And those of you that listened to it last week, I heard nothing but good things about the show. And of course, Augie, as a longtime resident of the area, is one of the jewels of the area as well in terms of his abilities and to capture the essence of this area and the beautiful landscape around us, as well as the uniqueness of some of our citizens. So he's just got a wonderful wit about him when you read Walden West or other works of Augie. So stay with us for that show. Hope you enjoyed today's show and on Mornings at McFarland's. You'll be with us again next week here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM. Take care, folks. Thanks again.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.